From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. For the first time today, one of the victims wounded in Monday's shooting spree at a northern Minnesota high school spoke out about the attacks. 15-year-old Cody Thunder described the attacker, Jeff Weiss, as someone who dressed, quote, like he was trying to be evil. NPR's Greg Allen has this report from Bemidji, Minnesota.
It was an unusual news conference. Two 15-year-old boys facing an array of microphones, cameras, and reporters. Lance Crow, a ninth grader who was shot in the hand in Monday's attack at Red Lake High School, declined to say anything. But his cousin, Cody Thunder, who was shot in the hip, talked at length about the shootings and his classmate, Jeff Weiss. Police say Weiss killed 9 people, 7 at the school, before taking his own life. Thunder was in biology class sitting at the desk closest to the door when he heard what turned out to be gunshots Monday. That's when he saw Jeff Weiss looking at him through the window of the closed door.
He had a mean face. There's a glass just the same length as the door. I was in shock and I didn't know that. I was like, what is he doing? And then he ended up shooting. I thought he was messing around. I thought it was a paintball gun or something.
Thunder says he remembers 2 shots going off. He jumped out of his desk and ran, along with his teacher and about 15 other students, into an adjacent office. Weiss, he says, continued down the hall. It wasn't until then he realized he'd been hit. Cody Thunder said he had classes with Jeff Weiss and spoke to him a few times, in part because he thought Weiss's goth dress and hairstyle looked cool.
He'd come to school with a different hairstyle. Sometimes he'd come with a flat, then he'd come with spikes and then with horns. Like a devil. And then I went and talked to him a few times, and he talked about nothing but guns and shooting people.
The 2 most seriously injured students are being treated for head wounds in Fargo, North Dakota. Another student remains hospitalized here in Bemidji, 15-year-old Ryan Augenish. He was shot in the chest, but doctors expect him to fully recover. His mother, Judy Augenish, said Ryan is devastated by what happened, and that, like Cody Thunder, he had tried to get to know Jeff Weiss.
Ryan was the type of kid that talked to a lot of people, and he mentioned that he did talk to Jeff. He just thought that he was different.
Other students call Weiss weird and obsessed with Nazi ideas and violent images. Relatives describe him as a person with few friends who didn't fit in and who was teased and picked on by bullies. He also, as it turns out, was active in cyberspace. He posted material to several websites. In an online profile attributed to him, Weiss described himself as, quote, 16 years of accumulated rage suppressed by nothing more than brief glimpses of hope, which have all faded to black. The most alarming posting is an animated cartoon credited to him, which shows a gunman shooting a bystander, blowing up a police car, and then committing suicide. To many now, those look like warning signs, but Red Lake school superintendent says none of this was brought to the attention of administrators. At today's news conference, Stuart Desjarlais talked about the security guards at the school, the metal detectors and video cameras, precautions put in place nearly 10 years ago, even before Columbine.
We did everything we could. We had a crisis management plan in place. It goes to show that if something's going to happen, it's going to happen. No matter what you do, no matter where you are, no matter what precautions you take, something like this can happen.
At Bemidji's hospital, Cody Thunder is expected to be released soon, but says he has no plans to return to school this year. That school, he says, is always going to be a fear for me now. Greg Allen, NPR News, Bemidji, Minnesota.